Legal practitioner Kufia Hinkra has asked government to quickly respond to the demands of the Judicial Services Staff Association, JUSAG, otherwise proceedings at the court will grind to a halt. He said staff of the service virtually do everything in the courts and their strike will affect proceedings. The strike declared by JUSAG will be the third in 11 months. They are demanding unpaid salary arrears and better conditions of service. Mr. Hinkra believes the demands of the association needs to be met to avoid cases from piling up at the courts. Mr. Hinkra spoke to Agatha Samoa.
If this come on, the court will be very disabled in the sense that the court cannot function without the judicial workers. The judicial workers, starting from piling of processes, they are responsible for the filing, for you giving the processes to them to file. And then their work does not end there. When the case comes up for calling at the court, they actually have what we call the docket. All the processes that you have filed and that of the other party are with them. So in the courtroom, they are supposed to call the cases for the judge to adjudicate on it. So, in fact, everywhere, the records itself, the archives and everything are manned by judicial workers. So, in fact, if they decide to withdraw their services, the court can't work. The court will be disabled.
They will grind to a halt, meaning proceedings cannot be heard without them.
At all.
And that also means that there will be a pile-up of cases at all the courts.
Definitely. Already, we have that problem of a number of cases that have not been heard, or even if it's being heard, fired up. And there's a need for us to ensure that these cases are heard. So by the judicial workers' strike, if nothing is done to avert it, it will aggravate the problems that we have in the court.
So in your view, what should be done to avert a possible strike?
The only thing that can be done, it's what they are demanding. Do we ask ourselves, is it legitimate?